Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Greatly excited to be speaking to South African singer Judith Sipuma. A very, very good morning to you. How are you? Save me from our listeners, please, Judith.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I'm good. I just can't. Nice. You know what? Some days, you just can't. I just don't want to talk about Trump and media and negativity. And you know what? I think you can save us from all of that because your music is anything but that. So I'm an Orthodox too. I'm laughing. I'm an Orthodox Jew who happens to love gospel music, which is a bit weird, but I do nevertheless. Your style of music is a combination of gospel. It is jazz. It is absolutely unique in its sound. It is spectacular. Tell us about your journey to find your voice.
Oh my goodness. You know, as I was growing up, I've always been a lover of music and, you know, little person from a very early age. So all of those, that curiosity about music got me to fall in love even more about music. And especially when I started hearing a lot of great artists, you know, internationally and locally, that it's artists who really influenced me well. I mean, I went really deep, you know, to listening to Ella Fitzgerald at a very early age, way before I was even 15.
Amazing.
Ella Fitzgerald, Nancy Wilson, and then, you know, at home I would listen to Lele Dambulu, Kefa Semenya, Brenda Fassie, Yvonne Chaka Chaka, all these great artists we have in our country. And that inspired me so much to just want to get on stage and lights, camera, action. That was all me.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And you've achieved notable success, in South Africa and in Africa. How's the journey been for you? Has it been a struggle? Does it continue to be a struggle as an artist?
You know what? I believe that the journey was never meant to be an easy one. We cannot have it easy. So it has been an amazing journey because I've just been blessed with, you know, a clients who just wanted to have me and to see me do well, perform and be heard by the world. And all the way from traveling to New York, everywhere basically. I would never finish it, but it's just been a very challenging time to actually sustain that. But more so even now, in these times of COVID where we are not allowed to actually even express ourselves musically, it's just been so, so, so difficult.
So how have you managed? We'll talk about what's going on, in Cape Town in a short while, but how have you managed during this time? Was music a refuge for you?
You know what? It always has been. But I found that, you know, this season has actually forced me to get out of my comfort zone. To get out of a space where on everything is just done for me, it's just falling on my lap. Now I have to actually think and use the information that I have learned from the days when I was still with Sony Music until now to say, Judith, how can we make this worth it for you? How can we make your friends and fans remember you and not forget about you? Because friends and fans, they don't care. They forget. They move on to, you know, whoever is happening for them now. And we've got different genres of music now that are really taking over. Jazz kind of like does not take a back seat, but it's not in the forefront. So what do you do to make sure that people remember you? You know, Instagram videos, social media videos rather, are not enough. So we created a virtual concert, you know, that ran for about 2 weeks. We just finished this past Saturday. And I think we will possibly put it on again because there's a lot of our friends who said we missed it because it's not our culture to be watching shows virtually. So we need to slowly keep educating them ourselves and with our fans and friends as well, you know, but that's what I have been doing. It's just been really crazy. And obviously I've learned to cook a lot. Even now I'm cooking, I bake a lot, you know, and I'm now a real mommy. I didn't know that I was a mommy. I'm a real mommy. I can take care of the man in my life properly.
It's so interesting that actually, because so many people that we've spoken to have had that experience. Men who have connected with their children in a way they haven't, you know, suddenly they're getting involved with school work, working women who suddenly aren't as scared of their children as perhaps, or scared of spending time with their children as they perhaps were. So it is really, really fascinating. The advantage, of course, to somebody in your field is that you now also, because everyone around the world is getting used to accessing things online and virtually, it means that your reach is greater as well, I would imagine.
Absolutely, absolutely, because I've got a page on my Facebook page. I've got fans from Europe, and that page I've ignored for so long. Only in this time, I started seeing I've got more followers, you know, from my fans in Europe. I've got followers in East Africa. And it's only because when we're posting our shows, I cannot ignore them. So I end up going to them. And now I'm bringing them even closer and involving them in my activities. Like sometimes I just wake up and I don't feel like even smiling. People want to know that we go through that as well. They want to know, they want to know that today, today is, you know, we're real. Today is really hard for me, you know. Today I don't want to, I don't feel like doing homework with my son. I wish then, you know what, more than anything, you appreciate the helper. You appreciate the help that has been there for you, and you, now you understand, because she can't now come. There's no trust, there's no transport for to get her there. I mean, it's been such a humbling experience, but I can tell you one thing, we are going to come out on top. And
I think
better
so as
people.
Well. I do think we're going to come out as better people. I'm absolutely, provided, Judith, that we are prepared to consciously take some of these lessons with us. So I do think a lot of these things will have already changed us, and some of the things that we've spoken about. But I think there's so many more things that we have to avoid or resist going straight back to, because we just kind of get back into a normal life. And I think for a performer, it's even more so, because it's a very big life out there when you're performing. And when you're on tour, and when you're busy with the world outside of your family, so it really does take a conscious effort.
It really does. It really does.
So how do our listeners access your page and find out, and if you're going to be doing any more of these virtual concerts? Because I have no doubt that that many of our listeners would be absolutely fascinated and would love to participate. Yeah.
I'm on Instagram. It's Judith Sipuma, just my name on Instagram, and I'm very active there. And for those that actually love a healthy lifestyle, I also have a fitness page, Judith Sipuma Fitness. Wow. I'm very, very, very active, inspiring a lot of women and men out there, and in the young girls as well. And then I'm on Facebook. It's Judith Sipuma Official. If you just type www.facebook.com/Judith Sipuma Official, that's my fan page. Right. And on Twitter, it's Judith_Sipuma. If you just put Judith Sipuma, she will pop up. She's very well known. She'll pop up. You won't miss her.
Oh, that is awesome. And I'm going to be playing a cry, a smile, a dance for our listeners. Thank you. Judith, thank you for taking the time to speak to us. You're an absolute inspiration. Time is 8:44. That is Judith Sipuma, a South African star.
something.